ॐ शांति। आज आप सबकी स्नेह भरी यादें लेकर
carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region.
Baba to pehle se hi intezaar kar rahe the.
Baba was already waiting for me. Baba said,
aao bachchi,
come child,
kisko saath mein leke aayi ho,
whom have you brought with yourself today?
Baba sabki yaad pyar lekar aayi.
I said, Baba, I have brought everyone's loving remembrances. Baba started to smile.
Ki samne ek bahut sundar curtain tha.
I then noticed a very beautiful curtain in front of Baba.
Dekho ye kya hai?
Baba said, child, look at what this is. Behind the curtain, many of Baba's children were visible in a very beautiful form. They were swaying in joy. And it was as though Baba was showering his blessings on all the children. Baba then said, today Baba has invited the children to the subtle region. And this is a beautiful gathering of the children meeting with the father. In this mela, the spiritual gathering, the father is also playing with the children. Baba too is very pleased to see this scene, see the children. In each other's company, you will continue to rejoice and experience all of Baba's blessings. I then saw that the entire gathering of Baba's children got divided in three groups. There were many standing in one group, in the middle group, and in the side group. So Baba said, did you see this? Those who are standing in the first section, first group, they are Baba's dearly beloved children. They are those who follow every aspect of Baba's Srimad. And are totally dedicated to Baba's service in an incognito way. They're supporting Baba's task. They're carrying out world transformation. They are the foundation of Baba's yagya and honest children. In the second group, the second section of children, Baba, referring to them, said, these are fortunate children. They have received fortune from the father. They have received blessings as well. But from time to time, they come into arrogance and they become slack. And so, within the attainment and fortune, sometimes they start feeling, this is lacking, why is this lacking in my life? So, because of that, sometimes they make intense spiritual efforts, sometimes the effort making becomes slack. And then the third section, the third group of children, Baba dedicated to them. Baba spread out his arms and took all those children in his embrace from the third group. Baba said, today, those children who have come later on, Baba sees them as those who have come late, but they are making fast efforts. Sometimes those children have the thought, why did we come so late? But Baba is inviting all those children who have come later on to Baba, and he is giving them experiences. So Baba says to these children, never have the thought, why did I come so late to Baba, come late to the yagya? Baba continually invites these children to the subtle region and gives them every form of experience. Baba was giving these new children a lot of love and said, these two are dearly beloved children. And the more they are dedicated and focused on their efforts and in Baba's love, they will continue to experience a shower of blessings. Baba was giving this third section a lot of love and showering them with blessings. Baba then said, the father has invited the children to the subtle region today, and seeing this gathering of children, Baba too is smiling and is very happy. Today Baba would like to give all the children a gift. It was in the Trimurti form. In the first form of this image was written, you are the fortunate, hundredfold fortunate children. All these children are hundredfold fortunate. The second form of this image was, you received this hundredfold fortune, but you have to become the embodiment of this fortune. Sometimes the shadow of Maya covers up this fortune, this form. As soon as you were born, you receive these blessings, this hundredfold fortune, but you have to become the embodiment of it. And what was the form of this? This is Baba showed the form of Vishnu. So stabilize yourself in the Vishnu form and remember the ornaments of knowledge, use them. That is how you will become victorious. You will become victorious jewels and you will become a bead around the rosary, around Baba's neck. Baba then said, such times are going to come. So you have to be careful that your old sanskars do not become an obstacle in your efforts. So stabilize yourself in your powerful form and burn away the old sanskars and bring about transformation within yourself. Otherwise, from time to time, the old sanskars emerge and make your efforts and your fortune slacken. You're not able to experience this fortune. So this is what Baba wishes to see, that my children stabilize themselves in this Trimurti form, become hundredfold fortunate, and not just become a bead around the rosary, but become part of the garland around Baba's neck. Baba was very pleased and he was showering everyone with blessings. When you come to Baba here, you dance so much in happiness. This is the gathering of Sangam Yuga, of the confluence age, the meeting of the children and the father, and it is so unique, so lovely, and you have special experiences in this meeting. Baba has great pride in his children. Seeing the children in a light, happy form, remember that also the scenes of the golden age are also very close. Continue to remind yourself of these scenes of happiness, share happiness with everyone, and always stay happy. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then said, Baba has invited all the children to the subtle region today, and so Baba gave everyone drishti while giving each one drishti. Baba fed each one the bhog while giving drishti. Always maintain the awareness of your hundredfold fortune and stabilize yourself in that fortune. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.